Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Rifles Only Accuracy Podcast, everything centerfire and rimfire. Just as a quick reminder, check out the Rifles Only website, upcoming classes, anything that you need from the pro shop, let us know. In keeping with having our sponsors from the Brawl on, I have Dwayne Sirks with me today from Sierra Bullets, and we're going to visit with him about Sierra and everything Sierra. Dwayne, say hi.
Hello. Good to meet everybody. Glad to know that we have a following out there.
Oh, yeah, you do. Definitely. I've got a long history with Sierra Bullets. We can talk about that if you want to. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Dwayne. Where'd you grow up? How'd you end up at Sierra Bullets?
Okay, kind of a long story short. I grew up hunting and shooting and got into reloading early in life. And it was just a great hobby that I was very entranced with. Had more than one opportunity to come to Sierra, but other obligations I had, I couldn't take those opportunities. Been with Sierra now about 25 years or a little over. An opportunity arose for me to come to Sierra and go to work in what we call the 800 tech room, where we answer phone calls basically nonstop for Sierra and also the entire shooting industry. And so I've been there doing that mostly for the last 23 years. Last couple of years, I moved into the customer service manager, consumer service manager, and I work with people like yourself that are putting on matches, sponsored shooters, and people in the industry working on helping them with Sierra product. I do a lot of background stuff for like our reloading manuals. I've helped publish the last two manuals. We are now constantly working on new load data. So I'm always working on stuff like that in the background when there is nothing else to do. So, that's kind of my nutshell history with Sierra. Done a lot of different jobs in the plant, but have basically been in the consumer service side of it from day one. So,
okay. Well, how many people work at Sierra?
Right now we're probably pushing somewhere close to 200.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's pretty good. And then the company itself, Sierra, has been around since y'all started in California, didn't you?
Yeah, the company originally started in 1947 in California. There was a change or two of ownership out there. Then Sierra moved to Sedalia, Missouri in 1990. And this is probably where we'll always be. I don't foresee a change in that.
Well, what prompted that move?
Basically, there was a lot of, we know California is not gun or ammunition friendly.
Yes, sir.
They weren't friendly with that back then. Plus, there was some labor movements out in that part of the country that was kind of forcing the company to look at some changes. The president of the company at that time was originally from this area here around in central Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wanted to come back here, much more labor friendly environment, much more gun friendly atmosphere.
For sure. Well, I tell you, just it's just, you know, Sierra is legendary in the industry. You know, I started out shooting those, the 175 grain Match King out of my 308. That was my go-to bullet, you know, for years and years and years. And it's just, I know that with a 30 cal, you guys were innovators doing the 155 grains and the 168s, you know, and of course, obviously the whole Match King line, you know, the 190s and the 220s, and it's, I think I've shot them all. I really like them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was kind of strange.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The Match King has been our, you know, our lifeline forever. We have, you know, worked on that line, and we've now got the tip to match kings and various things that we've done to improve that, basically to help improve the ballistic coefficients of those and a lot of different things that we've worked with that have been very successful. So yeah, the match king is very important to us.
Well, I can imagine. And I always, back in the 90s, I always got a big load of crap from people. They were saying, you know, why do you hunt whitetail deer with 175 grain match king? Don't you realize that that bullet's made for cutting paper? And I said, well, it puts holes in stuff and it dies.
Yes.
So I'm not real concerned about it. And then if I go and I look at any of our bullets that are being shot, you know, by snipers in the military, whether they're shooting 308 or 300 Win Mag, they're shooting Sierra bullets. You know, it's the match king, you know, open tip match, I guess, whatever you want to call it these days. But, you know, I figured there's probably a big old stack of dead stuff that says that match bullet works really, really well at that.
Right. And we know that the bullet has been very successful in the hunting field as well. But because of military situations and law enforcement situations, we do not recommend the Match King for hunting purposes. We're not saying it can't be used. We're just saying we don't recommend it. So that's kind of our official company policy on the Match King hunting.
Well, I'm going to step away from you there because I recommend it. It works real good.
Yeah, I understand. And over the last 25 years, I've probably had that phone call at least 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. So
yeah. It was the argument I made with it, you know, back in the day was, you know, I think that, you know, whenever you go and you get a hunting bullet, you know, a hunting bullet it performs better terminally. And I think, you know, and I don't mean to ruffle anybody's feathers or anything else, but most hunters don't shoot as much as, you know, the guys that are out shooting match kings. The guys that are shooting match kings, they're practicing all the time. And so they're looking for that real high accuracy standard. And sometimes you can't get that with the hunting bullet, although that's changed in years past. I've shot a few hunting bullets lately that have been extremely accurate. But back in the day, you know, it was like we had to have something that performed very, very well terminally, because we really, just to be blunt, we weren't that good at shots, you know, so we needed something that performed very well once it hit the animal. But then on the other hand, somebody like me, you know, I wasn't going to take the shot unless I could hit the heart. And so that kind of is, you know, I would make absolutely certain that if I couldn't hit the heart, I wouldn't take the shot. And so, you know, hitting the heart with the Match King or a hunting bullet, it didn't really matter because the heart was going to get hit.
Right.
Yeah, that always worked out good for me.
I mean, we fully understand the logistics of doing that, and the reason that is a bullet that is often preferred. It's just that because of these other situations, like I said, military and law enforcement situations, we have to have that stance. Like I said, I've had the call at least 1,000 times, and we'll take the call again, and I will not swear to you that I haven't done the same thing. So.
Well, very good. And y'all have pretty big whitetail up there in your part of the world, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I've been very blessed in that I've been able to take several what I call wall hangers. Mm-hmm. You know, I usually try to give myself a lower end limit of about a 140 class deer and everything. And so I've been able to take several. Had one this year that's probably going to score in a low 160s.
Nice.
Nice.
And
yeah, we've got a big, big bodied deer. I mean, they're heavy. You know, it's a 250 pound deer is not uncommon. You don't see them all the time, but they're not uncommon either.
Wow. That's very different from where I am. I mean, if we have a really heavy buck, he's 130 pounds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. We see mature does that'll, you know, they'll run 140, 150, mm-hmm. Sometimes even a little bigger. A yearling that is, you know, on some good habitat, especially surround some of the crop areas, you know, they'll do 125, 130 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. See that's our fully mature deer down here, you know, it's all grown up. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's been, you know, the hunting side of it is kind of where I came from and got my start in all this and everything else. And we started doing the competitions and the training here at Rifles Only and everything else. And I wonder in our main berm out here, I just wonder how many tons of Sierra lead is in that main berm out there. And I know it's a bunch.
Yeah.
But we'll keep it safe for you in the meantime. So what sort of new stuff have you guys been working on? And I say new, like last 5, 8, 10 years.
Okay. Well, the main thing probably we've been looking at is the tipped Match King and the tipped Game King or the Game Changer lines, adding the tips to the bullets to enhance BCs mainly, also to sometimes in certain instances enhance performance. On the Match King side, it's all about BC. I mean, everybody's going to build something that will give them the velocity, but they need a BC, to go with that velocity because we know that our max ranges just keep extending, constantly. When I first came here, 1,000-yard match was, wow, that was a biggie,
Right.
And a lot of people don't even consider 1,000 yards now. They move right on to the mile
right.
Or from there, it's the sky's the limit.
Right.
Know? And so in order to do that, we've got to have velocity and BC. So BC is always a big factor, in any developments. We have looked at some of our handgun bullet line. We have redone some of those so that we had greater performance out of those, terminal performance, trying to really build a quality handgun bullet that does have performance like we expect out of the Game King or the Pro Hunter or Tip Game King lines. So that's been a big push. This year for 2024, we introduced 9 new bullets. Only there were no Match Kings in that edition. These were all hunting bullets, with the exception of one handgun bullet. We come out with a 400 grain hollow point flat nose for the 45-70. That was something that that had long been sought. We had been asked about that bullet for many years. We were able to get that done. For the 450 Bushmaster, we came out with a 260 grain soft nose bullet that will certainly make a great hunting bullet. For the 350 Legend, we came out with a 155 grain soft nose bullet for hunting. Also in the 300 Blackout, we came out with a 205 grain, subsonic bullet, which is long, another one that's had a lot of interest.
Yeah, that's been going. And how do you explain the resurgence in the 45-70 of late?
Well, I think, a lot of what has brought up that is the fact that, through the transition from Marlin to now being, owned by Ruger. Ruger has pumped a lot of money into the resurgence of the Marlin line. And then the 45-70, we see a lot of the cowboy action shooters, of course, are involved with that. But we're also seeing a lot of people that are using the 45-70 again for what it was kind of originally looked for is heavier close quarters hunting.
Yep.
And so that brought on the need for a heavier bullet that would have maybe better penetration on really up close heavy game situation.
Yeah, I got an elk with mine. And a cow elk with mine, and it was a close shot, like 95 yards. But I wanted to do it old school with iron sights, and I did, and it was just like, wow, this gun really does.
Yeah.
This really, yeah, you know, I mean, but that gun hurts both directions. You know what I mean?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, when you take the cartridge, and you know, I forget how old it is now, but it's way over 100 years old.
Yes, sir.
And something that still performs extremely well, and there's been very little else ever in that class.
Right.
That has ever really caught on and done anything. You know, they had the 450 Marlin there at one time, but it just never did take off, never did uproot the 4570.
Right.
And Marlin and different manufacturers have made some excellent firearms in that cartridge, which right. I think has kept the cartridge alive. So.
Well, I don't know if it's still on the website now since they've changed companies, but whenever Marlin had it, they, you know, would put the animals below, you know, the pictures, and they had actual dinosaur that you could hunt dinosaurs with that thing too. I guess that's attributed to the power of that gun. So let's get back over to the Match King line real quick. What's going on with the tipped bullets? And I've noticed that y'all do have Sierra ammunition, and I'm looking, it looks like you got quite a bit of selection on there. One that really, really caught my eye, besides the 30 cal stuff, was the 6mm Creedmoor with 100 grain game changer. And so let's talk about that bullet and that ammunition. This is obviously your tip stuff. And so what did that do for BCs and things of that nature?
Okay. Well, the 6 Creedmoor, when it came to the forefront, you know, we looked at that, the popularity was there. We wanted to put a bullet in that was very advantageous of the accuracy and velocity potential of the cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
The 100 grain we felt was the better bullet weight. And so we specifically designed that bullet for the 6 Creedmoor ammunition line. And we wanted a bullet that fit the cartridge exactly. We didn't want to just take a bullet out of our line and have something that maybe didn't fit 100%. So we built this bullet for the 6 Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it does work very well in 243 and others. So, you know, it's not a problem to use it. I mean, it's not exclusive to the Creed, so... but the bullet was designed at the velocities of the Creedmoor to give very reliable expansion, but yet deep penetration.
Mm-hmm.
On that, you know, the 100 grain, the BC on that bullet is 0.515, which is very respectable.
Mm-hmm.
Gives us the downrange, being able to retain velocity and energy better. So yeah, it made us a cartridge ammo offering that we could really step behind and say, hey, this one is designed specifically for the Creed, and this is what it does, and it does a beautiful job of it.
Well, what kind of velocities are y'all getting out of that with that 100 grain bullet on your test guns?
You know, I would have to look that up. I don't remember that right offhand. It'll give me just a second. I can do that. I think that our, let me grab that real quick if you don't mind.
Take your time. It's got to be screaming.
Yeah, it's moving along pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Okay, on the 6 Creedmoor, okay, all right, we are running that bullet at 3135.
Nice.
For ammunition.
Yeah, that's some Ricky Bobby speeds there. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, and that... You know, that gives us the potential for that with a 200 yard zero 400 yards. I mean, at 500 yards, you're dropping less than 6 inches. And at 400 yards, you're dropping just under 17 inches. So that's pretty flat, really.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Well, if you move over there and the other, the game changer line in your 308 win, y'all are doing that in 165 grain. And so I know that,
yeah.
Is that, does that bullet, and it's probably a stupid question, but how does that bullet compare to like the 168? Because I'm familiar with that one.
Okay. The, we did change up the profile of that bullet just a little bit. Again, part of that was to make sure that in ammo, meeting SAMI specs for ammo length and what have you, that we didn't get into any issues. And so it's, the Ogive profile is slightly different than the 168. The BC on it is high though. BC is 517, which again is pretty high
for, yeah, it is,
that weight in 30 cal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this bullet also works very well in both the 308 and the 30-06.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we use it in both, lines, both cartridges.
Okay.
But yeah, it does very well. Our velocity on the 308 is 2680. The 30-06, let's see here on it, we're looking at 2800.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I'm writing this stuff down too, so it's kind of interesting. So if you go back to your, let's talk about, you know, the most ubiquitous out there is the 175 grain Sierra Match King. Have y'all made any changes to that one of late?
No,
still the same.
We did. Yeah. It's exactly the same. What is kind of unique though, we did make a Game King bullet, that matches the 175 Match King perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It is identical in every way, except that we designed it so that it would expand,
mm-hmm,
and that it would make an excellent hunting bullet. Accuracy has been phenomenal, just like the 175 Match King,
mm-hmm,
but it is a hunting bullet.
Mm-hmm.
That we brought out last year. We didn't put a lot of press to it, but it is out. It is one of our new product developments for this year. So those of us that like the 175 for hunting, we now have a hunting 175 grain 30 caliber bullet.
Nice. Nice. Well, very good, man. I mean, I could sit here and talk about all the different bullets that you have for days and days and days, but, I visited your website, and, the big question, you know, people that are looking for Sierra products, do y'all sell direct or are y'all just dealers only?
No, we sell direct. A product can be ordered from the website.
Mm-hmm.
You can also check availability of our product on the website. We try to keep that monitored very close. So yes, you can buy direct from us. That is something that we have really opened up in the last 4 to 5 years.
Okay.
We've really opened that website sales up. So.
All right. Well, just looking through your website, it is easy to navigate. And there's one section on there that caught my eye, and it was the scrapbook section. And it's just winners and competitions and then pictures with their animals. And it just goes on and on and on forever. And I was sitting there looking at it and said, man, this is really interesting. And, you know, it's a real blessing that, you know, it's so accessible, you know, such a legendary and iconic company, you know, that you seem like you're very, very tight in the community, and you do a lot for the community, and it's very much appreciated. And I can't thank you enough for one, you know, helping us out with our prize table. I'm hoping that you guys got plenty of thank you notes from that. So I'm hoping that you did.
Well, I want to mention that, you know, and I want you to know, and I want everybody out there that's involved to know, I had more thank you notes from your match than any other ever.
Wow.
And so I want to tell you, we appreciate that, because that is important to us. We appreciate you, you know, at least your people that are coming at and shooting with you all, that they take the time to acknowledge us and to just say thank you. That means a lot.
Well, it certainly means a lot to us too. We make sure that all the competitors have, you know, the sponsor list with emails and encourage them to do the thanks. But you know, you can encourage somebody to do something. It's the quality of the people in this particular, you know, shooting community as well, that, you know, they are appreciative and they do realize that, you know, it's tough that, you know, whenever you sponsor a match, you know, Sierra Bullets is going to be popular whether or not they sponsor a rifles only match or not. That's not the point. But the point of it is that that comes right off your bottom line. And we're very much appreciative of that. And I know that the shooters are as right. well. They're constantly talking about that. And they're so excited to see that stuff on the table, you know, from Sierra. And again, there's no way I can thank you guys enough. It was just a fantastic experience to have y'all involved. We hope we can do it some more in the future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I certainly look forward to it, and just stay in touch with me and we'll make something work one way or the other.
Well, that's good. Well, Dwayne, again, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to sit and visit with me a little bit about Sierra. And I'm hoping everybody out there that's listening, go and check out this website too. For any of the other stuff, I know that I'm going to be ordering some ammo. I'm going to be ordering some of this Game Changer in 6mm. I got to see how that stuff works. I'm real excited about that. But Dwayne, thank you. All right. If you'll stay on with me, I'll go ahead and close this things out. Remember, guys, check out the Rifles Only website. And again, if you have any questions for Dwayne, I can, if you'll send them to the roap@riflesonly.com, that's Rifles Only Accuracy Podcast @riflesonly.com. It's an email exclusive to this podcast. If you have any questions, I can forward them on to Dwayne. And get them answered for you about Sierra Bullets or everything else. But man, I appreciate you guys spending the time with us today.